Shall I tell you what I have seen? Can I? Should I? It is an impossible ask. I am flawed. I am genuinely never asked. No one ever wants to know what I have seen. They want what they perceive I know. Information is power, it seems, and needs to be taken by stealth, by any means, to be scurried away with, to devour alone, to be collected, digested, and regurgitated. Yet no one seems to notice that what I know does not touch what I have seen. How to express what I have seen as though it was just one thing? A statement needs to be made. You are asking me, looking up at me, expectant, verging on impatient, using your eyebrows to encourage me. You are asking me something wildly gigantic, and yet I have no edge, no defining line, no wall, no ledge, no mantelpiece against which to lean my elbow nonchalantly upon. Long trousered legs, excellent shoe karma, one ankle crossed over the other, as I play with the nail on one of my index fingers and look down at you from my lowered brow. One eyebrow raised, half smiling, flirting with you, because in all my years I have seen so many things that are beyond your wildest dreams, your most vivid imaginings, things that transcend this mortal coil and at the same time seen things that descend to the depths of your perceptions of hell. I have astral travelled, etherically travelled, breathed my way to altered states, sat with Kali, mediated, yes, mediated with spirits, psychedelically enhanced my perception, naturally born children, been a drug-taking alcoholic, I'm clean and sober 30 years. And today you ask me to tell you what I have seen. How long have you got, beautiful person? And where shall I start? And more than anything, are you really quite sure you want to know? Because you, darling brave reader, can turn away now, smiling, and say, you were only joking.